Carved in Stone, a Milwaukee-based outlet that reports positive news, is collaborating with the multinational tech company Amazon for a storytelling series. Over the next few months, the series will profile Amazon employees. This idea was the brainchild of Naisha Stone, the founder of Carved in Stone. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, has this story.
The 2024 convention of the National Association of Black Journalists proved to be the perfect stage for Naisha Stone to pitch her news outlet, Carved in Stone, for a partnership with Amazon. Carved in Stone is a news company and marketing agency that only reports on positive news and positive branding, particularly in Black and brown communities. Stone says she had attended the NABJ convention in previous years, but 2024 was different.
When I was trying to get a job, I was running Carved in Stone at the time, printing out resumes, like doing whatever I can. But neither of the times did I get a job. So I was more focused on trying to elevate in my career. And I really never knew, I never took the full capacity of what all of the convention offers.
At the annual convention, Black journalists across the media industry gather for events that promote fellowship. There also are panel discussions on a variety of topics and a career fair. It's done in an effort to create channels of support for Black people in media.
So this time around, I was going in with a new mindset because I proved to myself, hey, your company is successful. Just go and enjoy yourself. You know, you can go network, you know, just open up yourself. You don't have necessarily a goal. You're just going to really just be around other Black journalists, honestly.
Stone wasn't necessarily looking for a job, but she went to the career fair hoping to get companies to notice Carved in Stone, whether it be through placing ads with the company or offering them public relations help. She says a few companies wrote her off, but she wasn't discouraged. She approached a woman at the Amazon table with an opportunity to work together. The woman told Stone to go to a couple of Amazon's panels, talk with the panelists, and take it from there. After a few conversations and a few pitch revisions, a partnership in the form of a story series was born. The series will consist of articles highlighting people who work for Amazon and really humanizing them. The stories will be published on Carved in Stone's website.
The storytelling that Carved in Stone has done for the last 8 years was really focusing on a human being. I've always said a human being first, journalist second. And so this is just another extension of that. And so what we'll be doing is interviewing different people from Amazon and doing articles on them and focusing on who they are as a person. Okay, you're running this $100 million initiative, but how the heck did you even get here? Where did you start at? Who are you as a person? What do you do for fun? And just really showing that like you can still be a normal person and work for a company like Amazon or build your own thing.
Stone says Amazon selects people who might make good interview subjects, but ultimately she has the final say and she's doing all the work on her own. The opportunity is open to people of all backgrounds, but the main demographic is Black and brown folks. Stone says Carved in Stone will likely produce these articles bi-weekly, and the partnership is expected to last at least through early 2026.
I think it's a win-win for both of us, just really showing that like how companies can support a company like mine, and then also just really showing that we do have value here. Our positive news does matter.
As for what this opportunity means to her, Stone says she deserves it.
There's a lot of background work no one knows about, a lot of broke nights, a lot of crying nights, a lot of stressful nights, a lot of not getting paid for the things that I do. But I keep doing them because I know why I'm doing them. And so an opportunity like this is like, I deserve it. I created it. And I just hope that more people see the value in the work that I do so we can continue to do more of our positive news.
Stone says she believes Amazon was drawn to her company because they saw her work ethic and the quality of Carved in Stone's work. She adds that as a Milwaukee-based company, she hopes this moment leads to more Wisconsin-based companies seeing the value in Carved in Stone and that they're more willing to partner, just as Amazon did. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.